نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. حضرة شيخ الحديث حضرة مولانا محمد زكريا ساب رحمة الله عليه رحمة واسعة has written that it is the conviction and the experience of his elders, and he says, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, it is my conviction also and my experience also that whenever any difficulties come to any person, any people, a community, a nation, whoever, then two very important things, if they are done, Allah Ta'ala removes all those difficulties. One is the recitation of Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi in abundance. And the second is Tawbah and Istighfar. By doing these two things, it is their conviction also, their experience also. By the barakat of this, Allah removes those difficulties. So in these difficult times and trying times which we are going through, we all should try and resort as much as possible to Durood Sharif in abundance. And with passion and with love, we should write, recite Durood Sharif. And one easy way to get more of passion in it, that we visualize that we are standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak and we are reading Durood and Salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Durood and Salawat, the connection between it and the problems, outwardly we cannot see the connection. But Durood, As-Salatu ala Nabi Mustajabun Qatta. Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that it is 100% accepted. And Allah Ta'ala loves Durood Sharif. And He loves His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as much Durood as we read, Allah becomes very, very happy. And thereby Allah's Rahmat comes down. All these problems are because of our sinning basically, and our disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's anger, Allah Ta'ala's, Allah has sent these conditions on us. To remove them, we have to please Allah. And we need the Rahmat of Allah. To please Allah and to get His Rahmat, it is by Durood Sharif and Salawat. So we, and there are a lot of more fazilats. May Allah put it in our hearts and we read Durood Sharif, Salawat in abundance. Other thing, Tawbah and Istighfar. Allah loves a banda who makes Tawbah and Istighfar. So much so that on our good deeds of ibadat, our namaz, etc., we are taught at the end of namaz to read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that, oh Allah, I've done a wrong, a great wrong. Forgive me, oh Allah. So Allah loves this seeking of forgiveness and making tawbah and istighfar. And we are such that we are involved in open sin. And one great sin is our ghaflat, our unmindfulness. We are not even aware that we are in sin, and we in fact question, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? So we have to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. So Allah give us tawfiq by making this tawbah and istighfar. Allah's rahmat also descends. And then by that, Allah Ta'ala, these problems of ours will be removed. Added to that, if we can also, and in fact we should, sadaqah, then there are a lot of virtues of sadaqah. But sadaqah, by giving sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy. Allah saves us from a bad mort. Allah Ta'ala grants us a good mort. Problems which are present, Allah removes them. Problems which are on their way, Allah stops them. So sadaqah is another very, very great thing that we should engage in. And together with that, du'as. Du'as in great earnestness. And with, from our heart, turning to Allah, we should make lot of du'as to Allah Ta'ala. If we will engage in this, by the mercy of Allah, Allah will save us, all Muslims, the whole humankind, and the whole globe and world. Allah will remove these difficulties. And we should avoid totally discussing all other things which are involved. All the conspiracy theories, why, who is doing, to just leave that, engage in these four amal, and then get the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.